From my house to your radio, this is the Music Box. I'm Mike Duke. While working for an Omaha advertising agency in 1973, Bill Fries and Chip Davis created a television ad campaign for Old Home Bread. The ads featured deliveries of the bread to the Old Home Cafe, where the waitress, Mavis, would flirt with the truck driver, C.W. McCall. The name McCall was inspired by McCall's magazine and a James Garner movie. To complete the name, Fries added the initials shown embroidered on the truck driver's shirt and chose C.W. for Country and Western. The commercial won a Clio Award in the advertising industry and launched two recording careers. One for the commercial's star character, C.W. McCall, a.k.a. Bill Fries, and after writing the music heard behind the C.W. McCall lyrics, the classically trained Chip Davis went on to create Mannheim Steamroller. C.W. McCall died recently at the age of 93. Based on that 1973 ad for Old Home Bread, here is the song that began his long-haul drive down the super slab of country music success. The Old Home Filler Up and Keep on a Truckin' Cafe.
Well, Interstate 80, we was cutting the fog, just me and old Sloan. Old Sloan's my dog. We had an 18-wheeler with 10 on the floor and stereo, laying a strip. And then we spied a sign that says eat gas now. We decided to whip in and pick up some chow at the Old Home Filler Up and Keep on a Truckin' Cafe. Looking for Mavis. Now we've been every place between here and South Sioux, and we've seen us a truck stop waitress or two, but this gal's built like a burlap bag full of bobcats. She's got it together. While she filled my tank, I said, thank you, honey. Name was Mavis, I gave her the money. Old Sloan just sat there watching and wagging and wishing. I says, you wait in the truck, boy. Then I went inside, she says, what'll it be? It says, a cup of your best and a number three. She came back with an order to go and a quart of hot C and a bone for Sloan. I said, much obliged, old Sloan give a bark. I left her a buck and he left his heart at the Old Home Filler Up and Keep on a Truckin' Cafe.
Oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep on a Truckin' Cafe. Oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep on a
Well, Saturday night, and we was trucking along. Yeah, me and old Sloan was getting it on. I said, Sloan, I've been thinking on a getting up a courage, and tonight's the night. Well, I popped the clutch, gave tranny a spin, took the BB Town ramp, and slid on in to the Old Home Filler Up and Keep on a Truckin' Cafe.
Oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep on a Truckin', oh, the Old Home Filler Up.
It never closes.
The Old Home Filler Up and Keep on a Truckin' Cafe.
Well, I got me stool, took a load off my shoes, made Mavis an offer that she couldn't refuse. I says, how'd you like to go for a ride with me and old Sloan? I just had my truck washed. She allowed us out, sounded like a whole lot of fun, but we was going to have to wait until the dishes was done. And was it all right with me if she brought along her mother as a chaperone? I said, why not? Well, we geared that tranny into super low, and the four of us went to see a picture show. Yeah, I took him to the drive-in theater over by Pisgah to see True Grit. Saw the late, late show, old Sloan hit the sack, and then along about 2 o'clock, I hauled him on back to the Old Home Filler Up and Keep on a Truckin' Cafe.
Oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep on a Truckin', oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep on a Truckin', oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep on a Truckin' Cafe.
8 stools and a promise. Got a real nice place there.
I've been traveling over miles, even through the valleys too. I've been traveling night and day. I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Ever since I read your letter, where you said you love me true, I've been traveling night and day. I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. When I read your loving letter, then my heart began to sing. There were many miles between us, but it
kept traveling night and day. I kept running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. I would travel night and day, and I'd still run all the way, baby, trying to get to you. There was nothing that could hold me or could keep away from you. When your loving letter told me that you really love me true, Lord above, you know I love. My way was dark at night. He would shine as bright as light when I was trying to get to you.
From 1956, Elvis Presley, Trying to Get to You. And C.W. McCall's first trucker story, The Old Home Filler Up and Keep on a Truckin' Cafe. This is the Music Box on FM 102.5, The Concert Hall. It's time to relax and enjoy the music of the Errol Garner Trio.
For your love. your kiss.
Ed Townsend, For Your Love. We also heard Misty from the Errol Garner Trio. The Music Box continues with the Beatles.
Let's all get up and dance to a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know.
Thank you.
Set, we heard the Beatles from Magical Mystery Tour, Your Mother Should Know, and Your Mother Would Probably Know, Tuxedo Junction, which we heard in the amazing harmony of Manhattan Transfer. We're down to the last song in the music box for this week. Please join us next Saturday at noon when FM 102.5 The Concert Hall will once again bring the music box from my house to your radio. I'm Mike Duke, leaving you with Jimmy Dean and his Mother's Day classic from 1976, I Owe You.
You know, most people look through their wallets or their pocketbooks and way down at the bottom past the credit cards and baby pictures, green stamps, you usually find a little old dog-eared piece of poetry. I was cleaning out my wallet the other day and I ran across a whole bunch of IOUs, some of them 30 years overdue. Funny thing is that all these IOUs are owed to one person. And I kind of feel like right now might be a pretty good time for an accounting. Mom, you listening? Mom, I owe you for so many things. A lot of services, like night watchman, for instance, for lying awake nights, listening for coughs, cries, creaking floorboards, and me coming in too late. You had the eye of an eagle, the roar of a lion, but you always had a heart as big as a house. I owe you for services as a short order cook, chef, baker, for making sirloin out of hamburger, turkey out of tuna fish, and two big old strapping boys out of leftovers. I owe you for cleaning services, for the daily scrubbing of face and ears, all work done by hand, and for the frequent dusting of a small boy's pants to try to make sure that he led a spotless life. And for washing and ironing no laundry could ever do. And for drying the tears of childhood and for ironing out the problems of growing up. I owe you for service as a bodyguard. For protecting me from the terrors of thunderstorms, nightmares, and too many green apples. And Lord knows I owe you for medical attention. For nursing me through measles, mumps, bruises, bumps, splinters, and spring fever. And let's not forget medical advice either. Oh no, important things like don't scratch it or it won't get well. If you cross your eyes, they're gonna stick like that. And probably most important of all was, be sure you got on clean underwear, boy, in case you're in an accident. And owe you for veterinarian services, for feeding every lost dog that I dragged home at the end of a rope, and for healing the pains of puppy love. And I owe you for entertainment. Entertainment that kept the household going during some pretty tough times. For wonderful productions at Christmas, 4th of July, and birthdays. And for making make-believe come true on a very limited budget. I owe you for construction work, for building kites, confidence, hopes and dreams. And somehow you made them all touch the sky. And for cementing a family together so it'd stand the worst kinds of shocks and blows. And for laying down a good, strong foundation to build a life on. I owe you for carrying charges, for carrying me on your books for the necessities of life that a growing boy's just gotta have. Things like a pair of high-top boots with a little pocket on the side for a jackknife. And one thing, Mom, I will never, ever forget. When there were only 2 pieces of apple pie left and 3 hungry people, I noticed that you were the one who suddenly decided that you really didn't like apple pie in the first place. These are just a very few of the things for which payment is long overdue. The person I owe them to worked very cheap. She managed by simply doing without a whole lot of things that she needed herself. My IOUs add up to much more than I could ever hope to repay. But you know, the nicest thing about it all is that I know that she'll mark the entire bill paid in full for just one kiss and 4 little words. Mom, I love you.